Buses in Western Australia will replace rail transport for 18 months. Residents of the region know that the Armidale railway line has not been working for a while now. This has affected the transportation system in the region. The government had no choice but to provide other alternatives to railway transport. This gave birth to the use of buses to replace rail transport. Businessmen like Barry Humphrey Geraldton were grateful for this because it means that their clients will have access to them. Barry Humphrey Geraldton is a man who has lived in WA, Western Australia, Perth. Precisely. He has worked in different humanitarian organizations over the years. He and his wife, Mary, are known for their skills in fundraising and volunteer services. About the replacement buses, the buses that replaced the Armidale train were given priority over other forms of transport. This is to prevent delays in the movement of the buses on the highway. When these buses are on the move, they can jump queues without being in trouble with the police. The Minister for Transport said that transport authorities have started investigations on the integration of technology into these buses. They want the kind of technology that will warn the buses about the traffic ahead of time. Benefits of the new technology. She further stated that the agencies want to upgrade transport infrastructure on the road. One benefit of this upgrade is to give replacement buses an advantage during rush hour inside traffic. This type of technology will be the first ever in Perth. Barry Humphrey confirmed it will be like a super route for buses to pass through and escape heavy traffic. The need for the bus replacement when the train stopped working, lots of things were delayed. Those who relied on railway transport couldn't access the transportation system. However, the introduction of buses to fill the gap left by the absence of the Armidale train rectified this problem. According to a government official, the super bus route will not extend to Perth. This is because it will take lots of financial resources to make this possible. Emergence of new infrastructure. Nevertheless, there is a possibility that new infrastructure and transport technology will emerge to help buses jump queues. This infrastructure will be dedicated to moving the buses forward in heavy traffic. The infrastructure will be integrated into a network that will allow the buses to leave the traffic. As a result, the time taken to travel these routes will be greatly reduced, unlike in the past. Why was the train station shut down? The station was closed due to the renovations that will take place at the station. The renovations will cost billions of dollars to ensure all the necessary infrastructure is put in place. Part of the renovations are the line-to-station connection, increasing the station line to Brayford. The elimination of 6-level crossings. Initially, the railway station was supposed to close in 2023. However, the date was changed, something which was caused by the removal of 6-level crossings. This removal was a promise made by the incoming politicians in the region. Second reason. Another reason for the delay is the lack of construction materials and labor, which slowed down the renovation works. Moreover, the lack of building materials and labor has been going on throughout Australia. So, definitely, Western Australia will also experience this problem. Government's response to the delay. A government official assured the people that the government is looking for ways to hasten the construction work without compromising quality. The government seeks to check how capable Western Australia's three major prefabricated concrete yards are. These yards are important and will be used to manufacture the pillars needed to raise the railway line. And if the pillars are not strong enough, the line may collapse. To avoid this, the materials to be used must be of the highest quality to keep people safe. Why there should be enough resources on ground, the official further stated that these yards are now used on stations like Token Gap and Bayswater. However, the workers will stop working on these stations soon. Workers on those sites have worked tirelessly with prefabricated yards. In addition, they have used the yards to build several sturdy piers every week and month. And before each pier is deemed as finished work, the workers ensured that many resources were on ground. These resources were used to manufacture the prefabricated concrete they needed. Otherwise, if there is not enough concrete, there will be a problem. Opposing views to the line shutdown. Barry and Mary Humphrey understand that not everybody supports the shutdown of the railway line. Even the opposing political parties are skeptical about the need to shut down a railway for a year and a half. They argued that this is inconvenient to thousands of Perth residents in Australia. In their words, the other party is just pumping funds into projects that have slow response delivery. That is, they won't be delivered on time. Conclusion. In response to the opposition raised, the government has assured people that it'll find an alternative to replace the railway. This alternative is the use of buses, and even if the buses cost millions of dollars, it won't be a problem. The government will also provide trained drivers and experienced traffic regulators for Perth buses. Perth's residents like Barry Humphrey Geraldton are happy to hear this news.